Good morning at the Caravan and Camping Show. Still in Carnarvon, I thought after talking to Liz Watts there that we might have a chat to Melanie Bentley. Now, Melanie is the Carnarvon Visitors Centre Manager and will certainly know about a few fun things we can do and lovely information about Carnarvon. Morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. And we understand, of course, the tough weather and times you've had there in Carnarvon. So we're all keen to come along and spend a few holiday dollars. What can we do while we're there, do you think?
Absolutely. Well, we've got our markets that have started again for the season. So every Saturday morning out the front of the Carnarvon Visitor Centre, the markets make the town come alive. So you've got obviously your jewellery, your jams, your books, your plants, cards, cakes, and of course local produce as well from the suppliers around town.
Yeah, so a great way to get hold of those bananas that we're paying a bit more for here in Perth.
Absolutely. They're walking out the door.
Oh, I love that. So the markets, you'd be able to spend a good few hours there, I'm sure, just wandering around, enjoying the local delights.
Yes, it is. And we get a wonderful turnout down here. And there is, as I said, a very broad variety of stallholders. A lot of them are local, but then there's a lot of people sort of passing through as well with their arts and crafts and things like that.
Very nice. And for spending the day in Carnarvon and going for a bit of a wander, what sort of activities might you suggest?
Well, I'd certainly suggest going along the food trail, which is obviously where you go around to the different plantations to purchase your fruit and veggie. You could do a plantation tour at one of the plantations. They run tours Monday to Friday, which goes for about an hour and is just absolutely fantastic to show how a plantation actually runs. And also we've got, of course, the 1 mile jetty and the heritage area out there, which is very, very interesting and beautiful for sunsets, to go out and have a wander along the jetty. And, of course, you've got the Aboriginal Cultural Centre, which has a local art exhibition.
Gee, it's all there, isn't it? The 1 mile jetty, tell us a bit about that. And are you allowed to walk all the way to the very end?
It's pretty well all the way to the end. After we had it restored, because we had a fire on it several years ago.
Yes.
And then obviously we've worked very hard to get that restored. So we had that opening, I think it was actually last year sometime. Can't remember exactly when, but yeah. So it's back and restored. We have a coffee pot train which runs up and down the jetty when any time anybody's there. If you don't feel like walking, you can certainly hop on the little steam train.
So it's not unlike the one that we've loved in Busselton.
Absolutely, yep. Very much so.
How long do you reckon it'd take me if I wasn't in a hurry to walk to the end?
Gee, I don't know. I've never actually walked it the full distance myself.
Taking the train.
I really don't know. It depends if you want to look over the side and look at all the fishies and things.
Yeah, of course you do.
I really don't know.
Well, that sounds like a challenge. That sounds like a talkback question on 922 11 882. If you've been to the end and back, ring in and tell us how long it takes. Now, while we're in Carnarvon, we want to head out for a day trip somewhere. We've already had a few ideas. Where would you suggest from the visitor centre to head out and back for the day?
Well, one of the most magnificent areas is the blowholes, and of course that whole Quabba coastline, which stems from the blowholes going north up to Nalu Bay. You don't get much prettier than that. It's just the blowholes are a magnificent sight. And then as you go up along that road, you've got a few different stations which offer very different sort of facilities. So Quabba Station is a working station, very rugged, where the outback meets the ocean. And then you go further up to Red Bluff, and Red Bluff's got the waves, so for all those keen surfers, that's the place to go. And then a little bit further is Nalu Bay, and it is just beautiful. It's like Coral Bay, but without all the people.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like that sort of hidden gems up there.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, if we come by the visitor's centre, you've got lots of advice on all the places to stay, and I understand you can help us book accommodation at some of them too.
Yeah, we certainly can. The girls here will help you with that. Obviously, it's a service we provide. We do all the caravan parks and all the hotels and motels. Plus, we can also arrange if you're going north or south, whether that be Coral Bay, Exmouth or Shark Bay. We can do bookings on either side so that you don't find you're going to have to drive, several hours and find that you can't get accommodation.
I like it.
So,
are you easy
to
find?
Be organised.
Yeah, well, that's true. I do like being organised. Are you simple to find there in Carnarvon?
Yes, we are. If you come into town on the main road, which is Robinson Street, you can't miss us. We're on the right-hand side. We have, you'll see a big information sign out the big eye out the front. It's just on the corner of Robinson Street and Camel Lane. And we've got brand new double doors, which are just opening out to the street now. So it's, you can't miss us.
I look forward to it. I really appreciate you sparing the time this morning, Melanie. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.